At this moment, I'm sitting in my small den upstairs in our home. I'm not talking to a large group of people so that you might overhear the conversation. I'm talking to you. And I'd like you to imagine we're sitting here together in this den talking about life from a peaceful warrior's perspective. And when I say a peaceful warrior's perspective, I'm only one. A human in training, an HIT, just like you. There are many people who are peaceful warriors in training out there. And everyone who presumes to teach, such as myself, puts out a certain frequency, just like a radio station. You tune into one radio station or you tune into another. So welcome to Station Peaceful Warrior. Like attracts like. And one of the first things I'd like to emphasize to you is that I can't tell you anything you don't already know on some level. I'm not here to suggest what truth is or what's right or wrong or what you're supposed to do. I respect your process much too much for that. There is nothing you have to do to become a peaceful warrior. I often have questions at my lectures or trainings where someone asks me what they can do or to become a peaceful warrior, but the fact is you already are one. And I'm not saying that just to make you feel good or to give you a label so you can walk around and carry it like a name tag, I'm a peaceful warrior. The fact is you couldn't not be a peaceful warrior. You wouldn't be tuning into this tape if you weren't. You wouldn't be on this planet. Because, as you may have noticed, this is a tough place. This is where they have friction and inertia and gravity and death. It takes a peaceful warrior just to be here. Life develops what it demands. And in the face of demands placed on us by planet Earth, in this school, or call it a spiritual boot camp, if you will, we become more and more who we already are. Now, remember when you were a child, what was it like? And even if you can't actually remember, in your cell level, there is this memory which you can draw upon. When you were several months old, or even several days old, what you call the mind was quiet. You weren't thinking about anything. You didn't know what anything meant. Just pure attention to whatever it was out there, this mystery. Your emotions were open and free-flowing. Your body was elastic and sensitive and alert. That is a pretty good description of a peaceful warrior. Body, mind, emotions, in a kind of harmony and balance. So you see, all you have to do is, as Jesus once said, become like a little child again to enter the kingdom of heaven. But this time, with the benefit of life experience and a certain degree of wisdom, you've learned some useful information in growing up. The infant does not have that. So now it's time to remember, refresh, clear obstructions, to become more fresh again in your life. Now there is another reason I'd like to convince you that you are a peaceful warrior right now, to reaccess that feeling. And that is, what if I asked you if you were a gymnast? Well, you might say, yes, I used to do that, or you might say, no, I'm not a gymnast. Well, I could say, yes, you are. You could stand up right now. Or if you're in your car, you could pull over to the side and park. You could get out of your car, or you could stand up wherever you are, and you could take a little jump in the air and land, and then hold your arms up over your head, much as a gymnast might after landing from a dismount. And you could do that, unless you are incapacitated at this time. That's a gymnastics move. So of course you are a gymnast. It's not a very advanced move. Well, in the same way, you see, you are a musician, an artist, a dancer, and a peaceful warrior. The question is how far you've chosen to travel along that particular path.